Well, they just had another Bulwer Lytton contest. You know the Bulwer Lytton contest for bad writing?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, comes out of England because Edward Bulwer Lytton was one of the worst writers of all time. And that's, you know, I say that because, you know, it's hard to imagine. I mean, he couldn't even write for cable, I don't think. I was watching some shows on the ION network, which I'd never heard of before. It just happened. What is ION? I thought, well, you know, this could have been written by Edward Bulwer Lytton, so maybe he could work today. But they have this contest every year for bad writing in the style of, you know, he was a Dark and Stormy Night guy, and very, very bad descriptions and so forth. So they have this contest every year, and it's a big deal, and we have the winner. And she's in Manchester, England. England. So there is an England. We verified it twice today. We have London and Manchester. We know there is an England. Kathy Bryant, and she is right now, currently the worst writer in the world. So that's pretty exciting. Let's have her on right now. Hi, Kathy, are you there?
Hello, I am.
How are you?
I am very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Good.
Do you take a certain pride in being such a bad writer? I know you're not a bad writer, though, are you, really?
Oh, I'm a terrible writer, but at least I do it well. If you're going to be really, really bad at something, at least do it well.
Yeah, personally. Excellent. That's an excellent point. But you are a writer and a published writer and a poet.
I am a writer, yes. I write stories, poetry. I plug my book if you let me, but, you know.
Sure, yeah, go ahead.
I have a book out. It's called Contains Strong Language and Scenes of a Sexual Nature.
Oh.
So that kind of tells you all you need to know, really.
I think I read that, or maybe it was just on the back of the box. You know, that's very good. And so is Edward, is he in your style of writing? Is that usually your style, the florid kind of over-descriptive thing?
I tend to vary it. To be honest, I can write all kinds of badly. I don't just stick to one. But, you know, it was a dark and stormy night.
Yeah.
That was actually the start of a satire. So he was trying to be bad.
Oh, so he was trying. That shouldn't count against him, then.
Yeah, I thought he struggled with opening sentences, as so many of us do.
But he was bad even when he wasn't trying.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
He made me look like an amateur.
Did you ever read Layla or The Siege of Granada?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Many years ago, and I've been trying to wipe it from my memory.
Yeah. Here's a little thing. Let's see. Here's a little descriptive part. I got it right here, as a matter of fact, because I read it every night before going to bed, because it puts me out just like that. The night was not far advanced, and the moon, which broke through the transparent air of Andalusia, shone calmly over the immense and murmuring encampment of the Spanish foe, and touched with a hazy light the snow-capped summits of the Sierra Nevada, contrasting the verdure and luxuriance which no devastation of man could utterly sweep from the beautiful vale below. And that's one sentence. Imagine what he could do with two. Beautiful. So how long did you have to work on your entry before you
know? Oh, literally minutes. You know, I mean, I had to polish and edit and then, you know, be filled with shame for a while.
Yeah.
That took some time.
And what, now, if you're going to win this thing, there must be certain, what must you do to win this?
I think the idea is just to be so bad that it's good.
Yeah, but I mean, in terms of description or use of language, or I mean, you know, it's the Bulwer Lytton, so you got to do something special, don't you, for that?
Sure. I mean, there's bad writing everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, I was listening to you earlier, and you know, some of those memos, there's bad writing everywhere. So it's not just ordinary bad writing. I think you have to reach inside yourself and find the utter crap.
Okay. Very well put, I might say. And would you care to read your entry? Because I think you could do it best.
I'd love to. No, you would do it better than me. Okay. As he told her that he loved her, she gazed into his eyes, wondering, as she noted the infestation of eyelash mites, the tiny deodicids burrowing into his follicles to eat the greasy sebum therein, each female laying up to 25 eggs in a single follicle, causing inflammation, whether the eyes are truly the windows of the soul. And if so, his soul needed regrouting.
Beautiful. I don't think anyone could have written that better.
Thank you.
So it is the attention to meaningless detail that's really important in it.
trivial,
meaningless,
far too kind.
And disgusting detail. I think that's fabulous, which is not characteristic of your general writing.
Well, that's very kind of you. Some critics would disagree.
Well, that's wonderful. Have you never won this one before, have you?
I've never entered this one before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you entered other bad writing contests or something similar?
I will be now. I'm hoping there are loads of them. I'm a natural.
This is sort of this is the height of everything. So there really is.
Yeah.
There's nothing beyond it. Well, thank you very much. And did you want to mention your book once again that people can get?
Thank you. Beefcake, yes. Indeed.
Yeah.
That's not the title of my book. my book is called Contains Strong Language and Scenes of a Sexual Nature.
Right. By Kathy Bryant. Kathy Bryant.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kathy Bryant from Manchester, England.
Thank you.
Currently the worst writer in the world, ladies and gentlemen. Wonderful.